From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryear to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Robin R. Fenty, better known as Rihanna. We picked things up in May of 2007, and a little over 2 years from the release of her debut album, Rihanna's third album drops. The release of Good Girl Gone Bad has been described as a turning point in her career. Her sound and her image were edgier than we'd seen before, and it paid off. Good Girl Gone Bad has sold over 7 million copies worldwide, and the lead single, a collaboration with Jay-Z, that was originally written for Britney Spears, earned her a Grammy, her first. Here's Rihanna and Jay-Z with Umbrella inside the Soul Lounge.
Rihanna, Good Girl Gone Bad, Take 3, Action, No clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hide the plane in the bank, coming down at the Dow Jones, when the clouds come we gone, we Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather, and she clouds are better, you know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day, Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
Yeah.
Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of Rihanna. We just heard Umbrella, Rihanna's first Grammy Award-winning cut. She also won a Billboard Music Award, an MTV VMA, and perhaps most importantly, her home country awarded her the Best Music Video Award at the 2007 Barbados Music Awards. Now, with her reputation as an artist who not only delivers music but face, that's what we call it when an artist has style, was firmly cemented, Rihanna was ready to head back into the studio to work on her new project, on which she planned to push the limits of her musical expression even further. But before she could start recording, her world turned upside down. In February of 2009, pictures of a battered and bruised Rihanna appeared on the popular celebrity website TMZ. Fans were shocked to hear her boyfriend of 3 years, Chris Brown, had brutalized her during a car ride on the way back from a party. Rihanna, who had become the face of strength and independence, had now been diminished to a victim of someone she loved. Rihanna, 2 months after the incident, went back into the studio to record her fourth album, Rated R. And as one would expect, this album was much darker than her previous projects. She enlisted the help of Justin Timberlake, Will.i.am, rapper Young Jeezy, and guitarist Slash to bring the music to life. Now, even though she was going through a tough time, Rihanna never forgot her audience, especially those who loved winding their bodies in the dance hall. Here's Rihanna with Rude Boy inside the Soul Lounge. Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are featuring the music of Rihanna, who in 2010, while on tour, now 5 years into her career, had released one album per year and was starting to work on her fifth, titled Loud. This time around, Rihanna took on the role of executive producer and hired a number of well-known producers to help her with the album. She also called on Nicki Minaj, Eminem, and Drake to contribute vocals to the project. Loud didn't carry the heaviness of Rated R. It was clear that Rihanna was in a better place, and it was clear that a lot of her healing took place back home in Barbados, as Loud was heavy on the Caribbean sounds, much more than her previous three albums. One of the more controversial cuts on Rated R was one that told the story of a young woman who kills her abuser. Here is Rihanna with Man Down inside the Soul Lounge.
Right.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic and the finish, girl. Things that we can do with 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack the window, air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Featuring Drake, their first of many collaborations, that was What's My Name. This is the Lady DJ, and we are celebrating the music and life of Rihanna, who released her sixth album, Talk That Talk, in November of 2011. And a year later, she presented the world with her seventh album, which happens to be one of my favorites, called Unapologetic. The album debuted at number one, becoming her first album to do so. Once again, she executive produced that album and during its conception spoke with great excitement about her desire to explore different genres and musical landscape. Though some critics describe the album as disjointed and rushed, it won both a Grammy and Billboard Award for Best R&B Album. The album's success was due in large part to this next single, written by Sia. Diamonds topped the chart in over 20 countries. Here's Rihanna with Diamonds inside the Soul Lounge.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Releasing one album a year for 6 years, Rihanna took her time dropping her seventh and most recent project. Described as her magnum opus, Anti was well received by fans and critics alike and has earned her 6 Grammy nominations. And that, my friend, is how a girl from a small island nation in the Caribbean becomes one of the most influential people in the world. And there's more to come, I'm sure. Thank you again for joining me in the Soul Lounge. We will be back next week with music from another one of your favorite artists. In the meantime, if you have a question about the show or if there's an artist you'd like me to celebrate, reach out to me via social media. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and most importantly, each other. Peace.
Maybe fix what I like. Who wants to have a